It's 949 at 97.3 FM WVLK. Sharon Schweitzer is our guest this morning, international etiquette expert, author. And this morning we're mainly talking about tipping, and it's a lot of rules that I don't know, and that's the main thing. I don't think people intentionally don't tip or don't tip appropriately. I just don't think they know. And I was, Sharon, I was out of town over the weekend at a nice hotel, and I have never been too clear about housekeeping and what's appropriate to tip, you know, in a hotel motel situation. And also in a bigger city, we didn't do this this weekend, but the bellhop that takes your bags to your room. What's appropriate there?
Well, there's a little bit of a rule there with bellhops, and many people decide they just will carry their own luggage because the rule is if they touch your bag, you need to tip them.
Okay.
So if they carry the bag from the cab or your car into the reception desk, you give them, you know, it depends on the bag. If the bag is lightweight, you can give them a dollar. If it's a real heavy bag and you've packed all kinds of bricks and irons and, you know, your weights and your dumbbells are in there.
My wife's bag, that's what you're talking about.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, if that's the kind of bag you've got, then you need to up that up to $2 a bag.
Okay.
So if you've got six bags, you're looking at $12, maybe $15.
And that's just getting it in and then getting it to the room, another $12?
If you're packing dumbbells and irons, you bet.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
All right. Now, I had a guy that was longtime travel agent back in their day when we had travel agencies. He was a big-time guy. I mean, he's really a leader. He says, as far as housekeeping is concerned, tipping on the front end will get you great service. In other words, tip them your first day, and he says you'll have the best room service that you've ever seen. Have you ever heard of that, and would you do that?
Yes, and I have heard of it, and I do that. I agree with it. However, the other thing I do is I tip a little bit every day because the maid or the housekeeper may change, and they usually do. So I tend to write a little note on the little pad of paper that's by the phone.
Right.
If they still do that, or if they're not, I'll have my own piece, and I'll put for housekeeping so it's very clear that it's for them, and I'll leave a little extra. Instead of leaving a couple dollars, I might leave a $5 bill, and I'll say, you know, depending on the size of the room, how many of us are in the room, if it's just me or just my husband and I, I'll put down for housekeeping, thank you. And they're right. I mean, I've had them do origami, you know, little pal animals. I've had them do all kinds of stuff that just makes me so happy.
Well, that's great.
And then I'll leave a little bit every day because if you wait till the end, you might get a different housekeeper who hasn't done your room at all while you've been there.
Very good point. Now, this doesn't happen very often, I'll admit, just maybe if you're in New York or someplace. But what about a doorman? Are you supposed to tip him to open the door for you?
Well, you know, the doorman situation, that is for people who, when they refer to that, they're talking about someone who lives in a high-rise who is dealing with a doorman every day.
Okay.
A doorman, if they're going to hail a cab for you or hail a taxi or a rideshare, and the cabs are watching for those doormen. They are watching and they know, hey, this doorman, I know these folks, they're always hailing cabs and ride shares. That doorman is going to get a cab a lot easier than you or I are. We're not from the city.
Ah.
We're not from the area. They're going to ignore us. But, boy, they're going to come to that doorman quickly. Then, yes, I'm going to give that doorman a tip.
Nice, nice. All right, since you're on the subject, Lyft and Uber, I think, specifically says no tipping. Should you still tip them?
Okay. All right. Do we have a minute to talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay. Uber and Lyft rate their customers. We get to rate them, and they rate us. And sometimes people don't know that. But they rate us, and you get a rating. And so when the driver gets to see what your rating is, and they don't always tell you that. So.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yes. We are rated. So if you drink if you smoke, if you litter, if you leave stuff in the cab, if you're a lousy tipper, all that's going to show up. Now, they'll tell you, Uber and Lyft and the rideshare apps will say, oh, no, 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 oh, no, we would never base that on how you tip. Au contraire.
What about cabs? What's the appropriate amount to tip a cab driver?
Oh, boy. I would say how they drive.
Okay.
I mean, we've all been in, the cab from Hades, and
right.
Let them know. I would definitely do that based on service. I wouldn't tip a cabbie less than 10%.
Not less than 10%. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. The toy, if they drive crazy and they make me motion sick, I'm not gonna give them a good tip. But normally, I would tip a good cabbie who drives really well. I'll tell them thank you for driving well, and I'll give them 20%.
20%. Okay. All right.
I will.
Yeah.
I will, because I get motion sick. But that's me. I think 15% is fine too.
You know what? We're out of time, Sharon. I sure have enjoyed this time with you. Will you come back sometime?
Oh, I'd be delighted. Thank you for having me as a guest, and happy holidays.
You too. Thanks, Sharon. Bye-bye. Sharon Schweitzer.
Bye-bye.
Sharon Schweitzer. Isn't that fun? I knew she would be. Stay with us. We'll be back tomorrow morning and do this again at 6:05.